قل لن ينفعكم الفرار إن فررتم من الموت أو القتل وإذا لا تمتعون إلا قليلا.
لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالعلي العظيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله آل الله لا سيما بقية الله ولعنة الله على أعدائهم عاد الله من يوم هذا إلى لقاء الله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله في كتاب حكيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والمطلقات يتربصن بأنفسهن ثلاثة قروء. قروء اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. We are continuing the tafsir of Surah Baqarah and we are reciting verse number 228 and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about the divorced woman. And the divorced woman should wait concerning themselves for 3 monthly courses. Allah is talking about the iddat period, iddah. That the divorced woman should wait for three months of menstrual cycle for the iddah. So when talaq is being performed, it should be performed in the taharat period, first taharat. Before that, there should not be any physical relationship with the husband, and the talaq is performed. Then a lady has to wait for 2 more menstrual cycles, and after she is clean after 2 menstrual cycles and the third cycle starts, then her iddat is finished and she can marry another husband. Quru came, word comes salasatat qurur. Qurur came from qur. Qur means taharat. There are some different commentaries about qur. Some say it's a taharat of the uterus, that when uterus is not bleeding and is holding the blood in the walls, that's the purified part of the uterus. That's called tahir. So there's qur is called the taharat of the uterus. Some say no, it's mixed. It's the clean part and the masculine part, both. But say, overall, qur is described for the monthly cycle. Durud. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Wala yuhallu lahunna an yaktumna ma khalaqallahu fi arhamihinna in kunna yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir. And it is not lawful for them to conceal what Allah has created in their wombs if they believe in Allah and in the last day. Now Allah is talking about how should they behave in this period of iddah. That Allah says it is not allowed them to hide their fetus, because the purpose of iddah is to know if she is pregnant or not. So she cannot hide her pregnancy. In kunna yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir, if they believe in Allah and judgment day, Allah is challenging their, questioning their faith if they do that. They cannot do that. Tafasir says that it's not only the fetus but also the cycle. They cannot hide also their cycle, because they know best their cycles, because based on their cycle the period of iddah would be calculated. So they cannot hide their cycles either. وَبَعُولَتُهُنَّ أَحَقُّ بِرَدِّهِمْ فِي دَالِكَ إِنْ أَرَادُوا إِصْلَاحًا. And their husband have a greater right than others to take them back in the meanwhile if they wish for reconciliation. Now in this iddah period, Allah is saying that their husband who have been separated have the more rights to go back to them. Because Allah does not want divorces. Allah wants reconciliation. So Allah says they have the better rights to go back to their wives. وَلَهُنَّ مِثْلُ الَّذِي عَلَيْهِنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. وَالرِّجَالِ عَلَيْهِ الدَّرْجَةِ وَاللَّهُ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ. And they have, means women has rights similar to those against them in a fair manner. But men have precedence above them, and Allah is the mighty, the wise. Now Allah is describing more, that Allah said that they have more right to go back to their wife. Allah said that. But Allah again reinforced that the women have the same rights as men has the rights. Allah gave the respect to women with the same rights. وَالرِّجَالِ عَلَيْهِنَّ دَرْجَةٌ. But men have precedence above them. So man is the authority of the house, so he has precedence over them. But as far as divorce is concerned, they can take their decisions. وَاللَّهُ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ. Allah is mighty and wise. So in these verses, Allah said bil ma'ruf 12 times. Allah said bil ma'ruf 12 times in all divorce verses. Why Allah said bil ma'ruf 12 times? Ma'ruf in the fair manner. Allah wants fairness in the process of divorce. Divorce is a painful process. And there's a lot of anger and hatred involved in the divorce system. So Allah on one hand encourages marriage to be together, and there are three steps of divorces, so that the marriage keeps going. And even if the separation happens, the divorce happens, it should be in a decent way. Bil ma'ruf, in a nice way. Durud par. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa alayhi. At-talaqu marratani fa imsakhum bi ma'rufin aw tasrihum bil ihsan. Now Allah is talking about talaqi rajai. That at-talaqu marratane, and divorce is permissible only twice. And either maintain them in honor or let them go in kindness. When the third divorce happen, he's not talking about the third divorce, he's talking about the first two divorces right now. In first two divorce, either keep them in honor or let them go with kindness. He's talking about talaqe rajai. The revelation of this verse came when a woman come to Prophet's wife and complained that my husband has divorced me many times. And it was the culture of Jahalia that they used to divorce their wife many times just to torture them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says at-talaqu marratani. Allah limited them. That talaqe rajai is only two times, and then after third time you cannot go back to your wife. So Allah has put limits on talaq, so you don't make talaq as a form of a torture and punishment or as a joke. To limit the process of painful heart, because it's very traumatic for the, especially for a woman. Durud par that. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Allah says that in these two situations, in talaq rajai, either you maintain them in honor or let them go in kindness. So if you are keeping them, don't keep them to torture them. Keep them with the niceness. Correct your behavior, correct their behavior, and maintain the marriage in the niceness and kindness. And if you let them go, then don't destroy their names, don't backbite, don't discredit that lady in the community there so that she cannot get married again. Be kind. For imsakum بمعروف أو تصريح بإحسان. ولا يحللكم أن تتخذوا مما آتيتهم شيئا إلا أن يخافا إلا أن يخافا ألا يقيم حدود الله. And it is not lawful for you to take anything of what you have given them. Allah is saying to the man that if the divorce is happening and if you have given the mehr, it is not lawful to you to take it back. It is not lawful. وَلَا يَحَلُّ لَكُمْ. It is not halal for you to take back what you have given them unless both fear that they cannot keep within Allah's bound. فَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَلَّا يُقِيمُ حُدُودَ اللَّهِ فَلَا جُنَاهِمَا فِي مَفْتَدَوْبِ تِلْكَ حُدُودُ اللَّهِ فَلَا تَعْتَدُوهَا وَمَنْ يَتَدَّ حُدُودَ اللَّهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ. And if you fear that, unless both fear, they cannot keep within Allah's bound. If both fear, husband and wife, that they cannot be in Allah's bound. What is Allah's bound? What do they fear about it? What is Allah's bound? يُقِيمَ حُدُودَ اللَّهِ. What are Allah's حُدُودَ اللَّهِ? The thing is that man and woman, they live together, husband and wife, and they have got so much anger and hatred towards each other that out of anger and out of rage, they cannot even follow Allah's commands and conditions in Islamic way. That means now is a time that they have to get separated. So Allah says, unless both fear, they cannot keep within Allah's bound. And if you fear that they cannot keep within Allah's bound, it is no sin to either of them about what she gives up to get herself freed. Now, in this situation, if she wants to get freed from her husband, if there is no sin, but she has to give up her mehr for that. Because she took initiative to her khula. What is khula? Khula is the one when a woman takes her initiative for divorce. When she takes the initiative for divorce, she has to give up her mehr. And those are Allah's limits, so do not transgress them. Tilka hudud Allah fala ta'taduha وَمَنْ يَتَدَّ حُدُودَ اللَّهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ. And whosoever transgress Allah's limits, then they are the willful wrongdoers. Allah said, they are the willful wrongdoers. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. So divorce, these three divorces don't happen in one session. They happen in three different occasions. You cannot divorce a woman in one setting three times. These verses shows that. And from Ahlul Bayt, before each divorce, there is a marriage. So Allah wants to stop the permanent divorce. There's the whole adage of Quran is durood par. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala. Fa in talaqaha fala tahillu lahu min ba'du hatta yankahu يَنْكِهِ زَوْجًا غَيْرًا فَإِن تَلَّقَهَا فَلَا تَحِلُّ لَهُ مِنْ بَعَدُ حَتَّى تَنْكِهِ زَوْجًا غَيْرًا. If he divorces her, she shall not be lawful to him thereafter unless until she marries another husband. Now there was occasion that a woman came to Prophet ﷺ and she said that I was married to my cousin. His name was Rifa. And he divorced me thrice. Then I got married to Abdul Rahman. But we did not have any sexual relationship and he divorced me again. Now she asked Prophet, can I marry my first husband? Prophet declined it. Prophet declined it. It is a part of the condition that when you marry your second husband, there should be a sexual relationship before he divorces you. These are the wisdoms of Islam, that you don't make marriage and divorce as a joke. It's a serious matter. So Allah says that if the first husband divorces a woman, she will not be halal on him unless the second one, unless she marries another husband. فَإِن تَلَّقَهَا فَلَا جُنَاهَ عَلَيْهَا هِمَا أَن يَتَرَجَعَا إِن زَنَّا أَن يُقِيمَا حُدُودُ اللَّهِ وَتِلْكَ حُدُودُ اللَّهِ يُبَيِّنَا لِقَوْمِ يَعْلَمُونَ. Allah goes further and says, and if he divorces her, if the second husband divorces her, there is no sin on either of them to return to each other, the first husband. If the second husband divorces, there is no sin on them if they return, she returns to first husband, if they think that they can keep Allah's bounds. Those are Allah's limits. He makes them clear to people who know. These are the wisdoms of Quran Hakim, that you do not make the divorce as a joke. After third divorce, you know that you cannot go back to your wife. If Allah would not have made this rule that you have to get married to another man and there should be a relationship, people will take the third divorce very seriously. That this is permanent and you cannot go back to her, cannot marry her again unless she marries somebody else in a serious way. That's how Allah stops divorces. وَإِذَا طَلَّقْتُمْ نِسَاءَ فَبَلَغْنَ أَجَلَهُنَّ فَلَا تَمْسِكْهُنَّ. اللهم صل على محمد وآله. وَإِذَا طَلَّقْتُمْ نِسَاءَ فَبَلَغْنَ أَجَلَهُنَّ فَامْسِكْهُنَّ بِمَعْرُوفٍ أَوْ سَرِّحْهُنَّ بِمَعْرُوفٍ وَلَا تُمْسِكْهُنَّ زِيَارَةً لِتَعْتَدُوا. When you divorce women and they have reached their waiting period, then either retain them in a fair manner or set them free in a fair manner. And do not retain them for injury. See, that's another thing. What people do? Allah says that when you divorce your woman, He's talking about talaq-e rajai, that when you divorce a woman and the iddat is finished, either you keep them in a decent way or let them go in a decent way. And do not retain them for the sake of injury. وَلَا تُمْسِكْهُنَّ زِرَارًا لِتَعْدَدُ وَمَنْ يَفَلْ ذَلَكَ فَقَدْ ظَلَمَ نَفْسًا وَاتَّخِذُوا آيَاتِ اللَّهِ هُزُوًا. And whosoever will do it is doing unjust to himself. And do not take Allah's sign as a mockery. Do not take Allah's sign as a mockery. وَاسْكُرُ اللَّهِ نِعْمَتِي عَلَيْكُمْ. And remember Allah's bounty on you. وَاسْكُرُ اللَّهِ نِعْمَتِي عَلَيْكُمْ. And remember Allah's bounties on you. وَمَا أَنزَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ وَحِكْمَتِ يَعِزِكُمْ بِي. Allah says, and remember Allah's blessing upon you and what He has sent down unto you of the book and the wisdom to admonish you thereby, to warn you thereby. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ بِكُلَّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٍ. And be in awe of Allah and know that Allah is all-knowing of all things. Now I'm going to repeat this verse one more time because it's a complicated verse. Allah is explaining this verse that when you divorce your woman and when the iddat is finished, either you keep them kindly or let them go kindly, and don't keep them just to torture them. Because many people, they keep their wife back just to punish them. Mental torture, psychological trauma, just to keep them and hurt them. Allah said, don't do that. And if you do that, you do your injustice to yourself. وَمَنْ يَفَذَ ذَلَكَ فَقَدْ ظَلْمَ نَفْسًا. Who does it?
He does zone to himself, because Allah will take account on the judgment day that why you did that. وَلَا تَتَّخِذُوا عَيَاتِ اللَّهِ عُضُوَا. Don't take Allah's verses as a joke. Don't take Allah's verses as a joke, that just said that now you have talaq-e rajai and you can play around with this talaq. You take your wife back, you torture her. No, it's not allowed. You cannot do that, Allah says. Allah says, remember the blessings I have given you. I have given the book and hikmat. And I give you warning and admonition through them. And وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ, be fear of Allah. وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ بِكُلَّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٍ. And remember that Allah knows everything. Allah is emphasizing that when you do that, you keep her and hurt her, you are doing zulm to yourself, you are doing mockery to my verses, and I know everything, and I am giving you warning about it. See how serious it is. This is a divorce thing and taking wife back. These are really jihad-e-akbar. Allah wants to take account of everything in detail about these things. And these verses are so strong. And Allah has challenged the faith of the believers on these verses. Because it is a matter of the family unit. We make Islami Ummah based on family unit. If family unit is gone, Islami Ummah is gone. Allah wants to maintain the family unit. That husband and wife stays together and raise good progeny for the sake of future of Islami Ummah. Truth. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala. وَإِذَا طَلَّقْتُمْ النِّسَاءَ فَبَلَغْنَ أَجَلَهُنَّ وَلَا تَعْضُلُوهُنَّ أَن يَحْكُمْنَ أَزْوَاجَهُنَّ إِذَا تَرَاضَوْا بَيْنَهُم بِالْمَعْرُوفِ ذَلِكَ يُوعَظُ بِهِ مَن كَانَ مِنكُم يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ ذَلِكُمْ أَزْكَى لَكُمْ وَأَطْهَرُ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. درود. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد. And when you divorce women and they have reached their wedding period, do not prevent them from marrying their former husbands. Do not prevent them marrying their husband. This is again about talaq-e rajai, that when wedding period is finished, don't stop these women to go back to their husband. When they agree between themselves in a fair manner, when they are agreeing in a fair manner, do not stop them. With this is an admonition, whoever of you believe in Allah and the last day. Allah says this is the nasihat for the one who believes in Allah and Judgment Day. And that is more virtuous and purer for you. Surely Allah knows what you not know. When this verse was revealed, when there was a person named Maqal ibn Yasar who opposed the marriage of his sister with her former husband named Asim ibn Adi. Asim ibn Adi divorced the woman and she wanted to go back to the husband, but her brother Maqal stopped it. And the verse was revealed that you cannot stop marrying these ladies back to their husband. What happens? The people bring their egos there involved. You know, like there's a painful divorce already, and now the sister is living with the brother. Brother has anger towards her former husband, and he might bring his ego there involved, and the father will bring the ego involved. So in this situation, Allah has given right to the woman. She doesn't need to depend on her wali to get permission to go back to her husband. Allah says that ذَلِكَ يُقَزُ بِهِ مَنْ كَانَ مِنْكُمْ يُؤْمِنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. Allah gives warning to the one who believes in Allah and Day of Judgment. Allah is warning those people that if you are really a believer, don't do that, don't stop them. ذَلِكُمْ أَسْكَالَكُمْ وَأَثَرُ. Allah says this is more virtuous and purer for you. وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Allah knows and you don't know. Why it is like that? ذَلِكُمْ أَسْكَالَكُمْ وَأَثَرُ. Why it is like that? Because Allah says it is more beneficial and purer for you. Allah knows you don't know. For her to go back to her former husband is more beneficial for the family unit and purity rather than she getting divorced and looking for another husband. Because many times the family ego makes it permanent divorce and now she has to find some other husband. Now house is broken and now she has to look for another man. So Allah says, ذَلَكُمْ أَسْكَالَكُمْ وَأَثَرْ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. دُرُوتْ. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آله.
والوالدات يرضون اولادهن حولين كامل لمن اراد ان يتم من رضا وعلى المولود له رزقهن والكسوتهن بالمعروف لا تكله نفس الا وسعها لا تدار والدتهم بولدها ولا مولود له بولده وعلى الوارث مثل ذلك. Now these verses are going for the suckling of the baby, for the baby's suckling in that situation of divorce. Allah is talking about when the divorce happens and the baby is with the mom, right? And now the situation comes that mother should suckle their children, right? Now the verse translation goes like that. And the mother shall shackle their children for 2 whole years for him who desires to complete the period of suckling. It is the right of the mother to suckle the baby. And Allah says it is for the 2 whole years, one who desires to complete the whole period. Allah has given right to the divorced lady that that's her right to suckle the baby. It's very important for the mother to suckle baby than the wait nurse. Why? Because there is such a spiritual bond and physical bond of the mother to the baby that this suckling will have the bond. It will make her grow, become the child emotionally strong. If you read psychology and you see psychology of the modern psychology, it is so important to have suckling from the mother. And mother and child, baby's bond is the key. Especially first 2 years of bonding is so important. These 2 years of bonding, the whole psychology depends on the human, of a man for the whole lifetime. You see modern psychology, it says that. Allah says, it is the woman's right. Even after divorce, if she wants to suckle, and her period, if she wants to suckle the baby, it's for whole 2 years. If she wants to finish the whole period. And it is upon the father to provide sustenance and clothing to the nursing mother in fair manner. That's another thing. Now it is another. وَعَلَلْ مَوْلُودُ لَهُ رِزْقُهُنَّ وَكِسْوَتُهُنَّ. Allah says مَوْلُود. Allah didn't say والد. Why Allah didn't say والد and why Allah said مَوْلُود? There's a difference between والد and مَوْلُود. والد is the father. مَوْلُود is the to whom the child is born. To whom the child is born. So Allah is challenging the father's love here. وَعَلَلْ مَوْلُودُ لَهُ رِزْقُهُنَّ وَكِسْوَتُهُنَّ. Allah says that it is incumbent upon the father to provide sustenance and the clothing for the nursing mother in a fair manner. In a fair manner, he cannot be cheap about providing it. Looking at her living standard, he has to provide that. For her clothing and food maintenance. No soul shall have imposed upon it its duty but to the extent of its capacity. Allah said, Allah doesn't, لا تكلف نفس إلا وسعها. Allah doesn't give burden to any soul more than it can carry, Allah says. Neither shall a mother be made to suffer harm on account of her child, nor a father on account of his child, and the same devolves upon the heir. Allah says that in this situation, it's a tense situation, there is always a divorce there, and the baby is with the mother, and the father is in a different house. Allah says, neither mother should be tortured on account of the baby, nor the father should be tortured on account of the baby. How they get tortured? A mother can have a politics that, you know, like she's feeding the baby, but she'll say to her husband that, I don't let you come, although he's paying for it. So she cannot do that to her father. Same way a father cannot stop the mother feeding the breast because that's her right. So Allah says, do not torture each other in this suckling period. And if father is not available, it's the responsibility of the heir to do that. For in Arada Fisalan Antarazim منهما وتشاورا فلا جناح عليهما وإن أردتم أن تسترضعوا أولادكم فلا جناح عليكم إذا سلمتم ما آتيتم بالمعروف واتقوا الله واعلموا أن الله بما تعملون بصير. Allah is going further on this situation. Allah says, but if they desire to wean by mutual consent and consultation, then it is no sin on them. Allah gives again right to both parents if they want to wean the baby before time because of some situations. But it's still again the mother's right, you know, how much she wants to do. First priority is for the mother. So if they want to wean baby early, there's no sin on them. And if you desire to seek a wet nurse for your children, it is no sin on you as long as you pay what you promised. You can also far in a fair manner and be in awe of Allah, fear of Allah, and know that Allah sees what you do. So Allah has given rights to the parents if they want to wean earlier or they want to find a wet nurse. But condition is that you have to pay proper dues to the wet nurse. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ. درود پڑھ رہے ہیں. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد. These are the deep verses how Allah is just to everybody and He wants to make things happen to fair to everybody, to the mother and to the father and for the child, for the wet nurse, everybody should be respected. وَالَّذِينَ يُتَفَفْنَا مِنْكُمْ وَيَزْعَرُونَ أَزْوَاجَيْنَ يَتَرْبَسْنَا بِأَنفُسِهِنَّ أَرْبَطُ أَشْحَرِينَ وَأَشْرَى فَإِذَا بَلَغْنَا أَجَلَهُنَّ فَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي مَا فَعَلْنَا فِي أَنفُسِهِنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرٌ. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala Muhammad. This is the last verse we are reciting, and this verse is about widows, marriage of the widow. Walladina yutafafna minkum, those among you die, yes, aruna azwajain, and leave their women. They should hold themselves for 4 months and 10 days. فَإِذَا بَلَغْنَا أَجَلَهُنَّ, when the idda is complete, فَلَا جُنَحَ عَلَيْكُمْ, there is no sin on you if for what they do for themselves in fair manner. And Allah is fully aware of what you do. It is a very deep verse, and we have to ponder on this verse. This verse came 1400 years ago, and in the Quran, at the time when widows were treated like animals. In India at that time, if husband died, woman was burnt same time, live woman, because she was a widow. In many places, women were buried alive. In the period of ignorance in Mecca, they had to wait at least for 1 year to get married. Look at the Islam. Allah says, they hold themselves for 4 months and 10 days, that's it. See how much Allah gave them freedom. Only 4 months, 10 days. And Allah is using the word, they are holding themselves. Allah knows that they are keeping patience with their desires. Allah, the kind, the merciful, knows the religion. Islam is the religion of fitrat. Allah knows the fitrat of woman. The fitrat of woman is that she cannot hold herself more than 4 months. In Sharia, you know, if you are married to your wife, you have to be with her at least minimum once in 4 months. But there's a fitrat of woman. Allah says, they can hold themselves for 4 months and 10 days. Why 4 months and 10 days? Because in 4 months and 10 days, there is a lot of psychological trauma involved. She has still some memories of the former husband. The family of husband is still there. They have the ties with this woman. So there is a lot of psychological resolution going on. She might be pregnant. All these issues get resolved in 4 months and 10 days.
Then Allah says, then there is no sin on you if she does what they do for themselves in fair manner. What they do for themselves in fair manner. Allah is giving right to that widow completely here. She doesn't need any wali anymore. Why she doesn't need any wali anymore? In olden time, when they were burying those ladies, killing them, at that time Allah said that they are so oppressed that I give them complete right for their life. Even if she has a son, who is a grown-up son, and she's an old lady, or she is a brother, and she's finally dependent, and they control her, they cannot control her desires. She can go and get married. That's the beauty of Islam. This is the depth of Islam. Allah goes and Allah supports the oppressed ones. We pray to Allah that Allah guide us through these verses of Quran, guide us towards the salvation. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Ajil fujum.